All rise. The 95th District Court in the state of Texas is now in session. The Honorable Ken Mulberg presiding.
Lawyers snap to attention.
Be seated, please.
As Judge Ken Mulberg prepares to rule on a motion involving two health care companies. At one point, he raises his voice and tells an attorney to stop talking when she interrupts him. Never mind that the attorney's law firm contributed generously to Judge Mulberg's reelection campaign. As it turns out, the opposing law firm in the case donated too.
It's not unusual for me to know both sides of that table very, very well and to have had both of them contribute to my campaign. You just saw a small motion where I got a little testy with one of the lawyers who happened to be one of my largest contributors. That lawyer didn't get any slack out there this morning.
Judge Mulberg is a former Dallas County Democratic Party chair and one of the biggest fundraisers among the county's civil and criminal judges. Records show that in the first 6 months of his reelection campaign, Mulberg raised more than $175,000 just in case he drew a primary opponent, which he didn't. And 93% of those contributions came from attorneys and the legal community, many of whom appear in his court. How that may look to the public bothers some of Mulberg's colleagues on the bench, including Judge Jim Jordan, whose courtroom is down the hall. Like Mulberg and most Texas judges, Jordan's campaign contributions come almost entirely from lawyers.
Any litigant who comes into the court should leave the court knowing that their case was decided on the law and on the facts, and not believing that their case was decided because the judge received a contribution from an attorney or one of the parties. And as hard as we work to make sure that we make our decisions based on the rule of law, it's difficult to fight the perception if we're taking money from the lawyers and the parties who come into our courts.
Money and party politics are the biggest reasons Jordan wants to do away with partisan elections as a way of choosing Texas judges.
A judge's robe is black. It's not blue or red. We need to get our selection off of the partisan ballot.
Mulberg believes attorneys contribute money because they want to elect judges who know the law. And Mulberg is adamantly opposed to the so-called retention system used in at least 14 states, where judges are appointed, often by the legal community or the governor. Then at the end of their terms, voters decide whether to keep the judges or get rid of them.
A guy like me does not want a body of 12 lawyers deciding who are going to be the judges out here. I feel a lot more comfortable if the guy who works down at the gas station is in on the deal. I don't want the governor just saying, this is who your judge is going to be. I think that is very unhealthy. The one fear that I've always had was to become isolated. That is particularly prominent in the federal system, where you have a lifetime appointment. That's why I have never abandoned my preference for an elected system.
A poll conducted in 2002 found 59% of Texas voters agree judges should be elected, but they're bothered by the money. Most said campaign contributions do influence a judge's decisions. Contributions to Texas Supreme Court justices created a scandal in 1987. Texaco had petitioned the Supreme Court to reconsider an $11 billion judgment in favor of Pennzoil. But judges who had received large donations from Pennzoil lawyers refused to hear the case. That ignited efforts to reform the way Texas selects judges. For years, the Supreme Court's Chief Justice, Tom Phillips, lobbied the legislature to adopt the appointment retention system and scrap judicial elections. Phillips says his 2003 effort at reform failed for two reasons.
One sense I got is that political consultants were very strongly against a change. And then secondly, I think the political parties were very strongly opposed to a change. In the urban areas, well over half the ballot is judicial candidates, and they bring their friends out to vote and help defer the costs of running the headquarters and mobilizing voter registration, and the party just likes that energy.
While reformers lost the war, Phillips says they won a few battles. Texas now has limits on the amount of money an individual or PAC can give to a judge, and judges have to step down from the bench if they want to run for political office. Judge Jim Jordan would also like to see stronger job requirements. He says a judge right now can be 25 years old and have little courtroom experience. But few seem to think there's an appetite in Austin to really overhaul the current system of electing judges. And for Ken Mulberg, that's just fine.
I really think there's something very important about making judges touch the community.
Shelley Koffler, KERA News.